It is not just ending as a spiritual warfare. It is a physical warfare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't understand. Amen. Last night I was sleeping and the devil came to squeeze my throat. Hallelujah. Amen. I couldn't breathe. I said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. And within a few minutes, it was out. Amen. What am I trying to say? It's coming right into your bedroom. It's coming right. It is looking forward to squeeze out life from you. And brother, we are not going to lie down and sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a time of warfare. This is a time to rise up, brethren. No more taking it easy. But this is a time to contend earnestly for the faith. Hallelujah. Because he's going, he's moving. You know, as Brasuke was speaking, what was coming to me is that he's even going to come here. He engineers confusion so that the people can move, so that his troops can move and enter the places where we thought they would not reach. Maybe I make it a little plain. He just causes confusion, maybe in the north, and then you have IDPs. Do you understand? Do you know what is called IDP? Internally displaced people. You now moved out of the east. Boko Haram now follows them and coming. I don't know whether you understand that. That is what is happening in Europe. Even Enugu and Lagos. So the battle is getting physical. Brethren, this is the time to begin to cry and sigh and weep and say, God, arise and let all your enemies be scattered. That is on one dimension. How about the encroachment into your soul? Hallelujah. A lot of things are coming. A lot of spirits are being released. Right to flood our soul with every manner of information. Hallelujah. And when you get agitated, you are in a very bad form to contend. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to begin to pray and cry out to God. Many of us are not right enough to the occasion. We are not right. We are taking it as if everything is alright because it hasn't reached you yet. But brethren, we need to begin to prepare for the evil days are here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to pray. We need to ask the Lord to help us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the other day, it was this or 2 days ago, I was just thinking, I said, when did this church have night vigil last? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When did we do that last? How fast are we preparing for the time that we are in? How hard are we following on? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, the children of Israel thought it was a joke until, hallelujah, down the road, the children of Ammon were lying in wait. And Samuel told them, this is what I told you. This is the day it has come upon you now. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the time we are in, brethren. Because the children of Ammon and Moab, they have come against the church. against the people of God. And this is the time for us to begin to pray. Can we just turn our hearts to God? Hallelujah. And begin to pray. Hallelujah. And begin to ask the Lord for help. And begin to ask Him for intervention. Hallelujah. We are lowering the standard every day. This standard is being lowered. Hallelujah. Even here in our midst, how many times, how fast do I give myself to the Word of God? How much of the Scriptures do I read? There were times we used to set aside personal time to pray and to seek God and to cry to Him. All that is being set aside for other business. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is asking for, He's not just asking for repentance. He's asking for men to rise up and to begin to take their place in the heavenlies. And you cannot take your place in the heavenlies if you do not come with weeping and with crying and with repentance and with sackcloth and with ashes. Hallelujah. That's the only way we can return. That's time in that place that God is calling us onto. These days are very serious days, brethren. Hallelujah. And if we must overcome, hallelujah, we must be a people that are given heed to the word of the Lord. Let's speak to the Lord. Hallelujah. And let's tell Him how much we have failed. Our hearts are not running and yearning after Him, even as the deer pants after the water brooks. We are not hungry for Him. We are not yearning for Him. We find ourselves in a very deplorable state. My God, so much weakness, so much lostness, so much conformity to a status quo. And God is asking that their people begin to rise. That their people begin to rise. Hallelujah. And brother, if we do not give heed, we are just going to be where we are. And the word that will come will be word that will conform to where we are. We're not going to get word from the Lord that will challenge us to come up higher. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Are we weeping and sighing? Because this is the time when the man with the income, with the angel of the income, is going and is mocking the people of God. Are you being mocked? Or you're playing church? Playing MIS? MIS church? Hallelujah. Oh, Mataya Manandes Sotonama. Hallelujah. We need to bring our weaknesses to God. Those areas we are still struggling. I can hear the Lord say there are many grounds the enemy has taken. Many grounds he has taken, but he says that we can take them back. That this is the hour of restoration. That those areas where the enemy has, can be restored to us. Hallelujah. Many grounds the enemy has taken. Hallelujah. Oh, Kayaman and the Saranama. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He says, just keep them busy. Keep them busy. Keep them busy. Let them be running up and down. Keep them busy. Keep them busy. Let them go after money. Let them go after this. Go after that. Keep them busy. And the Lord is saying we can take it back. Mokata Yamana Satarama. Hallelujah. Oh my Satarayamana Satarianda.
Let's ask him for the ability to dig into the wall. To dig into the wall. Hallelujah. I'll be able to see the abomination, the things going on, the spiritual activities going on. Oh, Matakule Veneso Sovatapai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask him to touch us one more time.
Hallelujah.
To visit us one more time. To revive his work again. Those days when we used to cry and weep. That the Lord might cause it to return. Metumakahi, ode keruwa. Metumakahi, chine kemo. Metumakahi, oka kabiwe. O metumakahi. Eze, ekwe kwa kaya, kambiro twa wela, metu makagi. Eze, ekwe kwa kaya, kambiro twa wela, metu makagi.
To mark you upon your mind. Hallelujah.
You want to from today begin to weep and sad and cry as your eyes are opened into the abomination that is taking place within the holy place. You want to begin to respond, not just seeing it. He said, women weeping for Tammuz. You want to begin to respond to God. You want to begin to see that this thing is not just religion, it is not just church. It is a serious matter that God is calling our attention to. You don't want to begin to argue and begin to struggle with the world anymore. But you want to go wrong with it. And you say, today, Lord, let it be unto me according to your word. Could you just stand and come forward and we are going to pray. And I believe it is not everyone. It is not a bandwagon effect. It is those who really see the weight of this world. Hallelujah. You see the seriousness of the world. And you want to begin to respond to it. You say, yes, Lord, I know you are speaking to me. And I want to make a personal response to this thing you are saying. Please, could you just stand and come as we sing that song again? You are saying, God, touch me. Touch me. It's me. It is me. I see the deploration, the deplorable state of my mind and of my heart. And I want to respond to you. I'm not responding to any man, but I'm responding to the word you are bringing in this hour. I want to be obedient to that word. And we are going to pray as we sing that song again together. Let it truly be a prayer in your heart. And if I may make it a little clear, God is saying that many of us in this congregation are backsliding. We are just living up a show. Putting up a show, but in our hearts we are far, far away from God. And today we are crying out to Him, God, touch me one more time. Let me not go in this state. Let bring about a change right within me. Can we sing that song together? Netumakagi Ode Kemuwa Ode Tumakagi
thank you. When you came down in the day of Nehemiah and they looked at the books and they discovered that they were far gone, the people came and they said that it is not a walk of one day or of 2 days. For the idols were many. Lord, the strangers they have been joined to, there were children and grandchildren, there was a mixture, oh God, there was much complication. And Lord, and more than that, it became difficult because it was a time of much rain. Lord, but they came to you. Lord, we are coming for help today, dear Lord. As we stand, our walls are filled with images of creeping things. Lord, the incense that have been compounded, that there was a thick smoke, a thick cloud of incense. Lord, that on the first view it will seem as if it is exactly what you ordered, the mixture. And it will look like the presence of God is much. But it was a thick cloud of darkness. We are asking for mercy.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to look at the mirror and see all the, Lord, that we are looking like masquerades. We are not the picture that, Lord God, you want us to be. We look at the mirror and we see ourselves very far from the measure of the stature of Christ. Lord, the temple has been abandoned and all manner of creeping things have come in and made their habitation. Lord, even the arch enemy, Tobiah and his friends, have been given a special room. Lord, the places where the spirit of whoredom. Lord, it is true, they have come in subtly. They have used tolerance and come in. Lord, we acknowledge, we agree with your word. We agree that we are in a great strait. It's like when they came to the prophetess. Lord, when they discovered the book, they said there is great trouble. We are in a fix, oh God. We are at risk of being completely taken, oh God. But you speak and you speak hope. And we come to make a response to you this afternoon, dear Lord. The man came and he said, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, we agree with you that there are images on our walls. We agree with you that our temples have not been places of worship to you. Lord, we don't want to change our minds when we live here. We don't want to be at ease. The Lord God is the spirit that have deceived us. Lord, that because we have not fallen dead physically, because Lord, our bank accounts are still rising and we have been deceived, we are asking that the truth of your word, oh God, we are asking that there will be a weeping, oh God, for our weeping has been for Tammuz. Our fastings have been for Tammuz. We have fasted, Lord God, to get this world's goods. We have fasted to have, Lord God, to have more money. We have fasted and sacrificed, oh God. Lord God, come to you morning so that we can have the things to make our flesh convenient. But we have not fasted, oh God, so that our souls can receive life from you. And as we stand, Lord God, we want to make a commitment to you by faith, dear Lord. That we want to begin to seek the things that matter. We want to come away from building our field houses. And we want to build a house of the Lord that has laid desolate this many years. Lord God, we want to stop every other building, dear Lord, and we want to begin to build your house. We want to begin to allow Christ to have the preeminence in our souls, oh God. We want, oh God, so that everyone in the chambers of his imagery, Lord, you made the chambers of the imagery to have you and you alone. To be filled with you alone, oh God. You made, oh God, all those instruments in the tabernacle, Lord, to be done to you. You gave specific instruction, oh God. You told what to do. It was to be for you, my God, our Father. And we are asking that your mercy, the mercy with which you came this morning to speak to us, to awaken us, to make us to look again at that mercy, we push us, oh God, and enable us to make a new response from today. We agree, like they stood in that day in Ezra and Nehemiah, in those days, oh God, to make covenant with you, to put away the strange wives and the strange children, the things that we have benefited from the flesh. Grant us the ability, oh God, to give them up, oh God. Painfully, maybe, Lord, we ask for strength. We specifically ask for strength. As you bring your word to each man, oh God, showing us the thing that we need to cut off, the benefit that we need to throw away, we are asking for strength, oh God. As we proceed from here, we receive strength, oh God, to begin to walk at them, oh God. That we will not be the same again, oh God. We want change, oh God. We want change. We want to be able to make a response. We want change. We want to have more time, oh God, in prayer. More time, oh God, in sitting down with the word, oh God. We want to have less time, oh God, with the flesh. Less time, oh God, with the things that, my God, of this world. Less time with, Lord God, the television. Less time, oh God, with browsing sites that, Lord God, are offensive to you. Less time in horizontal, oh God, in chatting, oh God. Less time in doing things that, Lord God, don't strengthen, oh God, the Christ. We pray that it will be our business henceforth, O God, to align their law. Hallelujah. For in that day there was an alignment that Rebekah had to align, O God, Lord, with Israel, to ensure, O God, that he got the birthright. We want to align with the Spirit. We want to bend over to the Spirit, oh God. We want to join you. And to jeopardize the flesh. Let the flesh come under jeopardy in the days to come, oh God. Let there be jeopardy upon the flesh, my God. Let the flesh be judged in these days, oh God. Awaken us, oh God. Let this trumpet sound long and loud.
Amen.
Awaken us from sleep, oh God. Hallelujah. Let this covenant be sealed with your blood.
Amen.
Dear Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Blessed be God evermore.
Amen.
In Yahshua's name.
Amen.
I woke up one morning to pray, and as I prayed, well, since I started to a dream, and I saw a man. And in that dream, I didn't know who he was, but it was a black man. And I've never seen somebody pray so intensely. He was just flat on the ground, bowed down, and he was really travailing and praying. And in that dream, he was praying for the deliverance, but I think he was asking God to deliver him. And I don't really know what particularly he was asking God to deliver him from, but he was so intense. I've never seen that kind of prayer in the physical. And then right over above him, I was made to see a man, also a black man now too, dressed in a traditional attire and raging. Was like casting a shadow over that man that was down and praying and asking for deliverance. And now raging and saying the man will not get the deliverance, he can worship God all he wants. He was talking and talking, and as he talked, what came to me was Sennacherib. And he was making boasts, and then he was changing forms, you know, as he did that. And then I woke up, and I just shared with my husband, and we prayed. And then as we were praying this afternoon, I just felt I should share with the brethren so that we can also pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But one thing with dream, God gives a dream to the local assembly. I'm almost tempted to believe, and I believe it's correct. It has to do with that place where the person comes from. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. It has to do with the assembly where the dream was given. It's not too far away from there. Praise God. So we'll be saved to pray for the person or for the people who are in that local assembly. And that will be the first step of response you should have. Praise God. So we pray. We never know who the person is. I also represent the corporate people. I represent those who have been crying travailing for God's deliverance and intervention in their lives. And if you want to ask for who is number one of the list, I am number one. Praise God. So we pray, we ask the Lord to intervene in that situation and then to rebuke that strong man that is casting a covenant and a shadow. I say that this one shall not be delivered. That is the manner of the devil. Hallelujah. He's always insisting that you and I don't get delivered. He's always standing and saying, no, bringing his reasons why you should not be delivered. But I think I have a stronger reason to be delivered.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Lord Cassidy, please, can you come and pray? Hallelujah. Let's rebuild that spirit. Let's give spirit to whoever that man is. That is crying out to God for deliverance.
Lord, we thank you for this revelation. Thank you for bringing this unto us. But we know that at different quarters, we have been crying to you for one thing or the other, and it looks that it's unabated. But we have faith in you.
Amen, Yeshua.
We have faith that you must deliver us.
Shandaramanash.
The Lord, we come against this spirit. This spirit that has so magnified itself, that has come as a covering and overshadowing, that has brought limitations, that says that your prayers will not go beyond here.
I, the Lord rebuke you.
Said that a covering cast shall be torn into pieces. Lord, we rise this afternoon to judge this strong man. No matter what you represent, we declare victory this afternoon over this house, over every one of us. For some of us, it has been as though nothing can change our position. Nothing can change our situation. Sometimes we look at it, it's like it's getting worse. But Lord, there is deliverance from your throne. We bless you this afternoon. We will not remain in this state. The enemy is saying you will remain in this state. We will break forth this afternoon. We will break through the veil this afternoon. We bind this spirit. Wherever you come from, perhaps you come from our different ancestries. You said you are saying that your father did this and that and that, and I'm in charge. Unless you worship me, you cannot get deliverance. But we bring the word of the Lord. For the word says that though the fathers have eaten sour bread, and the children set on edge, but at a time like today has come when that proverb shall no longer be said in Israel.
Amen.
Today our deliverance has come. We are escaped like birds out of the snare of the fowler, because the snare is broken and we are escaped. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you this afternoon. We refuse to see that spirit. We refuse to. We encourage ourselves to see the Lord. to see the encouragement that he has brought to us, to see the deliverance he has brought to us. For this enemy has been judged. You are judged and you are judged perpetually. We pull you down from that high place where you are. This afternoon we come against you by the blood of Jesus. We bring you down from that exalted place where you have sat and you have said, we shall not. We bring you down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We bind you, Satan. We bind your power. We bind your authority. We bind your speaking. We bind your control over the atmosphere. We bind your control over us. That thing you think you have over us, this day is torn apart, is broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind you. The Lord rebuke you for resisting the people of God. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rise this morning. We rise with joy and gladness in our hearts. For our prayers have been answered. Our prayers have been answered. The Lord has brought deliverance to us. And we are delivered. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. And we make a decree that this spirit will not be over us again. That this covering will not be over us again. Lord, we ask for open heaven. That when we come to you, so that before we pray, our prayers have been answered. But we see that spirit that existed even in the past. Hallelujah. 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 Now we see that we say the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we ask you for something. And we know that you have done it. In those areas we have cried and we have prayed and we have waited as though nothing is happening. Lord, today we open the door. Let every door be broken. We are not saying open, we say you will break the two leaf gates. Let the door that put us in captivity and in prison be open. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the area of our health, God, that you will bless us with divine health. This day going forward. In the name of Jesus. That those sicknesses that have put us in bondage, that we look for them and we no longer see them. In the name of Jesus. In the area of our jobs, in the area of our businesses, in the area of children, in the area of marriages, Lord, even the ones we have not mentioned, God will ask for open doors. In the name of Jesus. And above all, Lord, in our desire to walk with you, Lord, that indeed we'll be your children. Lord, the things, the promises you have given to us, hallelujah, concerning the kingdom, will begin to be made manifest even from this day onwards. That we'll begin to walk as children of light. In the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give all the glory and all the honor to you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 How are you?
Fine.